Bob Jones University presents Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. As founder of the world's largest fundamental Christian university and a preacher who loved people, Dr. Jones influenced thousands to come to the Savior. Even until the time he went to live with his Lord, his practical insight into the commandments of God and the hearts of men helped people all over the world find the answers to life in the Word of Truth.
Now I think about the statement in the Bible, line upon line, precept upon precept, line upon line, precept upon precept. We are not to preach sermons to please the people. We are to give a message to please God, whom we represent. Now John the Baptist came to the wilderness of Judea preaching repentance. That was the note he hit. That's what he is called to do over and over and over and over. I imagine if you heard John the Baptist, you'd have got the same message, set in a little different setting. Maybe every day he preached it, see? Now, you know, if you preach the gospel, you're told to preach the gospel. Well, the gospel of the grace of God is just the same thing, holds all the time, see? Holds all the time. For instance, what is the gospel? Christ died for our sins according to Scripture. Christ rose again the third day according to Scripture, see? That's the gospel. Christ died on the cross for us, bore our sins, his body on the cross. You can't preach the gospel without repeating that every time you preach it, see? But I think sometimes with so many voices on the air and so many things going on, that people say, well, I heard him say that before. Well, if you haven't heard your pastor, if you go to church regularly and you haven't heard him tell you over and over and over again that Christ died for sinners, if you haven't heard that over and over, then you haven't been hearing the gospel. The gospel is Christ died for our sins. According to Scripture, he was buried. The third day he rose again according to Scripture. That's the gospel. That's the gospel Paul preached. That was the gospel story told all the world. Now, if you rightly related to that gospel, you're glad to hear it again. I never have been tired of John 3:16 in my life, not since I became a Christian. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who said, breathe in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. Have you ever got tired of that verse? Why, I quote it. And sometimes at night after getting bed, I quote it sometimes in my mind driving along the road, on planes sometimes, wherever I'm traveling. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who said, believe him, should not perish, have everlasting life. That's a wonderful story. You know, you don't mind repeating something that impressed you way back yonder. And sometimes you may bore somebody else, but it's a joy to you, see. Tell the same thing over and over. People in all the realms of life. And one of the things today the matter with us, everybody's looking for something new and want to hear something new, and we're getting away from the essential fundamentals, see? Now, you take in America today. I never get tired of living in a country where you have freedom of worship, freedom of speech. I'm going to hear a man say something about freedom of speech. I tune up immediately and say, well, we don't want to lose that. Freedom of worship is. We don't want to lose that. Now, there are not a great many fundamentals in Christianity. The fundamental truth of Christianity is that Jesus Christ came to this world, virgin-born Son of God. He died on the cross, bore our sin in his body on the cross, and laid down his life for us. And he was buried. And the third day he rose again from the dead and went back to heaven. He's coming again someday, see? Now, that's the gospel. Why, that's the story over and over and over and over and over. You never get away from it. And if people are not interested in the gospel and the repetition, if they're not interested in that, there's something wrong. There's something wrong about it. Now, they might think it'd be wiser to distribute a little more gospel, something like that. But when people are bored by the gospel, there's something wrong with them spiritually. When they are bored with repetition, in every schoolroom in America, there's repetition. Every teacher, there's repetition. That's the secret of learning. And one of the things today is not that we are overemphasizing the gospel. We're not overemphasizing John 3:16. We're not overemphasizing the blood atonement. We're not overemphasizing any of those fundamentals. You can't overemphasize them. You can't get away from them. Now, somebody that's been converted, built up in the faith, may need some meat instead of milk, you know. But, you know, it doesn't matter how old you get. Sometimes you like some milk, don't you? Yes. Yes, old people take back the milk, a lot of them. And I've noticed Christians that I've come a long way of life. The older they get, the more inclined they are to come back to the fundamentals. You know, I never shall forget one time I saw an old man die, an old preacher. And his son got down on his knees by the bed and said, Father, you've been such a wonderful man. You haven't anything to be afraid of. He said, Son, don't talk to me like that. He said, tell me about the blood of Jesus. He said, nothing will do for a dying man but the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. Why, did you ever get tired of singing, that is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains? Why, all through the Old Testament, the emphasis is on blood. See, blood. The blood of beasts and all that kind of blood. All down was a type of the blood which Christ was shed on the cross. But you know, this day and time, I said, well, I don't want any bloody gospel, you know. I want something philosophical or something else. The only gospel of the grace of God you have is a bloody gospel. All through the Old Testament, every time the priest sacrificed the lamb, he was typifying the blood that was to be. Then Jesus Christ came dead. He told you folks when you celebrate the Lord's Supper. See, you're doing it in remembrance of me. The wine to speak of the blood, the bread to speak of the broken body, and every Sunday. Now, let me tell you something. We are not in danger today of an overemphasis on the fundamentals. We are in danger of an overemphasis on non-essentials, the things that may be important but not essential to salvation. I know Bible scholars that like to teach the Word and get very profound and deep, but you know the average person is very fortunate if he can understand the simple fundamentals of the faith. I think about so many times, you know, Paul wrote to the Corinthians, said, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The emphasis is on you. I'm determined not to know anything among you. You know why? Well, they were little babies. They hadn't grown up. That's all he knew among them. He didn't say that he could overdo that. But they were babies in Christ. That's why he needed to give them so much milk over and over and over and over. They needed it. Some preachers, they're getting the deep and profound things, and the little babies are starving right down to church for them every Sunday morning. Some of them are gray-headed babies. Some old people, see. They get out there and they're going to be proud. God, get a new sermon this morning. Well, is there a special need for it? You can take an old text that you preached before and give a little different slant to the thing, a little stronger emphasis to the thing, and review the thing, and use some illustrations again. You might pick up a good illustration. But now, a man that won't preach a sermon over that ought to be preached over isn't fit to preach the sermon the first time. And a man that's too lazy to make a new sermon, therefore preaches an old sermon, he isn't fit to preach at all. But we've got to wake up to this situation. What America needs today is an emphasis upon the fundamentals of the Christian faith, a strong emphasis, not upon ethics of the Bible. That's in there. Yeah, how you do a thing, that's in there. Yes, you need to emphasize it. But the important thing today is line upon line and precept upon precept. The modernists and all this looking for something new today, they're getting away from the fundamentals of the faith. We're drifting away. I had a pastor one time, he had a Bible-believing preacher. But, you know, he's the most cautious fellow to have a brand new sermon every Sunday. Talked about things that people that didn't know anything about. But you know, when you've got a sermon, if it's a gospel sermon, you can put the blood in it. It's not a gospel sermon without the shedding of blood. There's no gospel. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. The third day he rose from the dead. That's the gospel. Went back to him. That's the gospel. He died for us. Christ died for me. That's the most wonderful story in the world. Sometimes when maybe we've sinned and done what we shouldn't do, we don't realize He died for us. He died for us. Jesus bore our sins in His body on the cross. Do you like to forget something somebody did for you? Somebody, maybe a mother, dad, or somebody. A story is precious to you. Somebody sacrificed one time. Some old saint maybe did something for you. You get away from it, you forget it. Why, there's never been anything done in the world like Christ dying on the cross for sinners. Came down to the noonday of heaven to the midnight of earth. Laid His life down for you and me. Unborn we were, but He knew. He was God manifest in the flesh, and He died on the cross. You can't overemphasize the cross. You can underemphasize some other things that you ought to emphasize, but you can't overemphasize the cross. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sins. Listen, right now, with all the preaching going on in America, now when I say Christ died a substitutional vicarious death, maybe some of you listening to me right now don't know what that means. Substitution? Well, you might know that's a little simpler. He died in our place, see. Vicarious, He died on our account, see. He died in our stead. He died on our account. Our sins put Him on the cross. He said, nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down on myself. Have power to lay it down, have power to take it again. No wonder the old hymn writer wrote, in the cross of Christ, thy glory towering over the wrecks of time. Listen, Christ died for our sins. He was buried. The third day He rose from the dead. That's the gospel. Now He's up in the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. It's nice to say, in the name of Jesus, that's on our access to God. Yes. You going to leave that out of your prayer and just break in and say amen? No, sir. You close your prayer that way. Because that's your only access to God. We ask this in thy name. Name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our access. Now, what about a man just says, go to God and ask him for something just as if he deserved it himself? No, sir. You have a Savior that died for you. And all the prayers, all the Bible prayers come in the name of Jesus. If you don't say it, you have to mean it, because that's your own access to God. Now, we get all bewildered and talked about and so forth. A man said to me, he said, I wish he'd preach something else besides the death of Christ. Well, maybe he had a lot of little babies to preach to, see? Maybe that's all they were. Now, why don't you get your Bible down and go to reading it? Why don't you get your Bible? Let me suggest this now. You take your Bible, if you're a Christian now, born-again Christian, and begin with the first epistle of John, the three of those epistles. You might read through the Gospel of John first, Gospel of St. John, as we say. Then starting over at the epistles, it's addressed to little children, born ones. And start in there. Now, you little children, he starts out with you and deals with it. And you read over, take the first epistle of John, the second epistle, third epistle, read them over five, 6 times. Read those two every day for about 10 days. You begin to see some light and get something. And I remember it's addressed to born ones, little children. You're a child of God. He's talking, the Father told his children. Now, let's start in and do it. What do you say? How about that now? Our Heavenly Father, help us to do it. Help us to love thy word and magnify thy word. For thou is magnified above thine own name. So keep us faithful and give us wisdom and leadership of the Spirit of God. Help us to be true to thee in all things. Help us to hide thy word in our heart, that we may not sin against thee. And help us to be faithful in all things. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors of the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution that stands without apology for the old-time religion and the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the Christian faith and has high academic standards, write to the Director of Admissions, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen again next week for The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.